This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
I thought I was going to get away with that one there and not have the Robbie and Dean be like, no, it's just Tom.
No, I'm sorry. Dean's away today. Tom has been doing an excellent job filling in. Tom, we have another live lounge. How exciting.
This is, I'm just going to be like sensory overload by the end of tonight.
I'm going to need a Bex and a lie down. Frank joins us from Rebel, the musical. Frank, how are you?
I'm excellent, guys. How are you?
Brilliant. Even good, better good. For having you here.
Oh, stop it.
It is one of the beauties of having Fringe Festival upon us is there are so many great shows in Melbourne and it's been fantastic to be able to showcase them on Mad Wednesdays. And this one is no stranger to that treatment as well. Tell us a little bit about Rebel the Musical.
Rebel a New Musical. It's written by Drew Downing, who I'm sure a lot of people know. He's all out and about in Melbourne all the time. He wrote it a few years ago when he was travelling across the States. Talking to people in bars there and finding out what, I guess, the LGBT plus community was like in the 50s and 60s sort of thing. So Rebel is a guy who is recounting his life and what it was like, I guess, coming of age in that sort of era, in that sort of period, in that sort of place. So it's, yeah, it's a bit of tough stuff going on.
And you are playing the lead of Rebel?
I am playing Rebel himself,
yeah. How's that been? How have you undertaken this character?
Yeah, look, it's exciting. It's a huge honour and it's very, very daunting and overwhelming. Drew wrote the show. I think he did it himself. So, you know, he's there and I'm trying to step up to his sort of calibre. But it's been amazing. I've got an incredible team. It's just me, the director, the MD, and then Drew's around. And then the band, of course, will be on stage with us when we get there, which will be amazing. So,
and so now the music from Rebel, a new musical, is of a country feel.
Yeah, country and I guess vintage rock and roll.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. Because I suppose country and LGBTIQ has not always necessarily been two genres or groups that have necessarily mixed, but it's a bit topical at the moment.
Yeah, I think it works quite nicely, strangely. It's good.
The show's had a large history. It's been in production for a while. It had a couple of development seasons at Midsummer and Melbourne Cabaret Festival in 2014. Correct. Does it feel like it's been, you know, it's benefited from those years of sort of development?
Absolutely, yeah. Drew's been refining it, and this is the first time that we're actually getting the full scope of the show. He's added some songs. He's written more text that he wanted to put in, but never had, I guess, you weren't allowed a certain time limit at Midsummer and places like that. So we're allowed to really just let loose and showcase the whole story in this setting, which is great.
And were you part of the show during those development points?
No, not at all. No, this is my first time sort of stepping in.
Had you seen it at all?
No, had no idea. I knew Drew. I'd done a couple of things with Drew, and he said one night, he's like, do you want to come and just sing through this show that I've been working on? I was like, sure.
But I think also while developing something, it's really excellent to have someone come in fresh once you've gotten to a point and then be able to just take it from there without the reference.
Yeah, and I think that's before. The exciting part for us is we get to take something that Drew has created and he's stepping back, and I guess Clary, who's directing, and myself and Tyson, the MD, we get to sort of take it in our own direction, and I guess it's the next journey for the show itself, which is exciting.
And so in terms of country, I can't help but ask, you know, you can get some warring factions between American country, Australian country. Where would you say this falls into that dichotomy?
Absolutely American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that big to take on that sort of culture? Because there's a lot of culture in American country music.
There is a lot of culture and it is a big undertaking, but we're also just working through it slowly and making sure that we're as true to the time as we can be and making it sound legitimate and that sort of stuff, but also staying true to the heart of the show, because I think that's, I would say, not more important, but I guess our main focus.
Excellent. Well, you've prepared a bit of the show for us now, and you've got to play it live for us. Take it away, Frank. This is from Rebel, a new musical.
Thank you.
A boy like me got a taste for trouble. A boy like me can come and go. A boy like me is always moving. My destination, I don't know. He's not much good at playing nasty. He wants to settle down real good. He sure can show you such a good time. As long as one thing's understood, he's just an ordinary cowboy with family dreams and rodeos. I'm just a sentimental farm boy with dreams of skies and open road. I got my eyes set on adventure and living big from day to day. He's got his eyes on being stable, so don't tell no one he is just an ordinary cowboy with family dreams and rodeos. I'm just a sentimental farm boy with dreams of skies and open roads. I count the days till I can leave here. This diamond ain't no piece of coal. I want the things I got inside me. All I want is rock and roll. I ain't no ordinary cowboy. No family dreams or rodeo. So keep your sentimental farm boy. I got my dreams in rock and roll.
Sensational. That was Frank Kerr. He plays the title role of David in Rebel, a new musical. You're not wrong. Very quintessential American
love that
country.
Bit of twang. That's good. It's like a palate cleanser. You don't hear a lot of that in the music that we've got on air. So that's awesome.
And what I love too is this show does pay tribute to LGBTIQ plus history as well. So it must be great to be a part of that.
Yeah, it really is. We're really lucky and we're enjoying it a lot, so thank you.
Not a problem. You can catch Rebel, a new musical. It's playing at the MC Showroom for a limited season from October 16 to 20. Tickets are available at the mcshowroom.com. Frank Kerr, thank you very much and all the best.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the show.
Thank you.
Here on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your home. Hump Day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.